Hello and a warm welcome. I have some information from the Financial Reporter dated the 9th of July regarding June house prices rocket to 16-year high ahead of stamp duty deadline, eServe. Annual house price growth hit 10.7% in June, the highest annual rate seen since February 2005, according to the latest figures from eServe. Excluding London, this figure rises even higher to 13.9%. Wales and five of the nine areas in England have seen their annual rate of house price growth continue to increase in May, with the South West and Greater London level pegging with their April rates. The North West and the East of England have seen growth rates start to reduce, abate by only the smallest of amounts. It is now 14 months since any of the regions have recorded a fall in house prices, despite the UK economy having been in reverse during this period as a consequence of the pandemic. In June, the North West continues to lead the way as the region with the highest rate of annual house price growth at 17.3%. This is the ninth consecutive month in which the North West has been top of the table, assisted in its prominence this month by Greater Manchester, Merseyside, Warrington and Cheshire East, where prices have been increasing at an annual rate of in excess of 18%. This month, it is the price of detached homes that has seen the largest increase in these areas, with prices up by some 23% in Greater Manchester, 22% in Warrington and 19% in Merseyside. As expected, the East of England, the South East and Greater London continue to have the lowest rates of house price growth of the 10 regions, a pattern which has existed for the last 7 months. Greater London has the lowest price growth of all the GOR areas and 1.2% and is the only one to have an annual rate of less than 8%. In Greater London, it is the average price of flats that has seen the largest fall, down by 7.4% in May compared to 12 months earlier. There are currently 11 London boroughs where average house prices have fallen over the year, with six of these being in the top 10 boroughs by value, i.e. the most of the prime central areas of the capital. On a monthly basis, the data shows a growth rate of 0.8% in June, up from 3 months of negative rates from March to May 2021. This rise is most likely associated with the anticipated ending of the stamp duty holiday in March 2021 and the lack of demand for flats in the major city centres. Richard Sexton, director of eServe, commented, "Over the last 12 months, our index has shown the average price of a home sold in England and Wales has increased by some 32,500, or 10.7%. If we exclude London from this, then the figure is very considerable, 14%. Nevertheless, even including the capital, this is the highest annual rate since February 2005. It is now 14 months since any of the areas in our index have recorded a fall in house prices, and this is while the UK economy has been under the severest pressure it has faced in living memory. Any slowing of price rises in the period of March to May because of the initial expected end of the stamp duty holiday has been short-lived. This is in part because of the extension of the holiday, but also the more general optimism in the economy, which has seen many transactions that were previously postponed come back online." Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that insight, and join us again next time on Cynthia's blog.